Talk, AM 1130 and 103.5 FM. John Justice, producer Robbie. Got a lot of comments that have come in from the iHeartRadio app. We're going to get back to those items. A few comments from Robbie's rundown this morning. But right now, very pleased to welcome to the show, lawyer extraordinaire, Jeff O'Brien. Good morning, Jeff. Happy New Year. Thanks for coming on the show this morning, sir. So let's dive into this. The U.S. Supreme Court may decide as soon as this week whether to take up a case. I don't know how they have all the time for all the cases that they're having to deal with, Jeff, but that could have major repercussions for how cities in Minnesota and across the country respond to homeless encampments. At issue, it's a challenge to a 2018 Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling that homeless people could not be punished for breaking anti-camping ordinances if enough shelters are available. So let me stop here really quick. Can you get a little bit into this Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals ruling? Because common sense would tell me that if you are camping out at a place where it's not allowed, then the city should be able to go and remove you, or any private entity should be able to remove you. What's at odds here?
So this dates back, John, to, like, there was another case from like 4 years ago, another Ninth Circuit case. I think it's called Martin versus Boise. And this was a case involving whether or not there could be criminal penalties for sleeping outside when there was nowhere else to go. And the Ninth Circuit found for the plaintiffs in that one, the homeless people. And the Supreme Court did not take up the appeal, meaning that the decision stands as the law in the Ninth Circuit. So it wouldn't have any precedent, wouldn't have any controlling precedent, like, say, here in Minnesota, we're in the Eighth Circuit, but for the states that are in the Ninth Circuit, that's the rule. So this new one comes out of Oregon, the second case, the one that everybody's talking about, whether or not the Supremes are going to take it up. This one, they didn't have any criminal penalties for sleeping outside, but they had civil penalties and stuff, and so there was, you know, it's kind of trying to get around the first ruling by coming up with these ordinances, and the Ninth Circuit again said no, can't do that. And I read some background on this, on these cases, John, and especially with this new one, this Grants Pass case. It's not a matter of there not being any available beds and shelters. It's that the beds come with rules such as no drugs or alcohol.
Right.
You can't stay there past 30 days or you have to start paying something, because they're trying to get, you have to attend religious services, all that. So they're trying to get, as one of the shelter directors said, the goal is independence. It's not like we want people living there as like they're permanent residents. They're trying to get them back up on their feet. So apparently for some of the homeless population, that doesn't work for them. Hence, we have the encampments outside, and now we have a possible Supreme Court case dealing with this issue.
Any expectation on what the Supreme Court might do here in well, first off, do you think they'll take up the case? It seems as if, and this could just be, you know, observational on my part, lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien, but it seems like the Supreme Court has been deciding to not take up a lot of cases. And I don't know if it's them defaulting to the states more so than they have in the past, or it's just a matter of the sheer number and volume of cases that they've been taking. We're seeing more of them kicked back. So let's start with that first question. Do you think the Supreme Court will take this case?
I think they might. You know, the issue that comes down to the Eighth Amendment is this cruel or unusual punishment to prevent people from sleeping in public parks and or camping outside in public property and things like that. And I think they might, if you, I did some checking, if you look at the number of amicus briefs. Now, amicus briefs are, you know, briefs in support of one side or another being filed by a party that's, or a non-party to the case. And a ton of organizations and cities and a lot of different groups have filed amicus briefs in here. So there are a lot of folks who want to see the court take this up. And, you know, because if the Supreme Court takes it up and they rule on it, then it's the law of the land, right? So there's a number of cities that are dealing with this. I mean, obviously, we've seen stories just last week in Minneapolis with how they try to take down these homeless encampments. So I think it's becoming when it becomes a bigger problem than just a handful of Western states. I think the court may opt to take this one and say something about it. So I would say, I think it's a better than, I could be wrong, but I think it's a better than 50% chance that the Supreme Court takes this one up and says something about it. What they say about it, I don't know, but they may finally just say something about
it. Yeah, that was going to be my next question, is if they do take it, any expectation on how they'll end up ruling on this particular issue?
Well, I think that if they, you know, I'm always of the opinion that if they don't take a case, they're willing to let a decision stand. If they take it up, they obviously have something to say on the subject. So there may be something that if they take it up, my inclination is they're going to do something to reverse at least a portion of the Ninth Circuit decision.
We have some talkbacks that rolled in, lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien, on some other questions, if you don't mind seeing if you potentially could answer them.
Sure.
All right, let's go here.
I have two questions for lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien. Question one, as far as I understand the Constitution, the Senate, after an impeachment, is a court of law. President Trump was already found innocent of inciting an insurrection. That's the second reason he was impeached. So why are they trying again? Isn't that double jeopardy? I'll ask my next question.
Yeah, we have another talk back after that. But do you have a comment to the talk backer's question, Jeff?
So I do not. I don't think it's double jeopardy. I don't. I obviously don't focus a lot on it, but I don't think that an impeachment trial of President Trump would equate to a criminal trial as to what, you know, any sort of charges. And also, there's, you know, a lot of these charges are being brought at the state level. State criminal charges. So no, I don't believe it would be double jeopardy.
All right, and here's the next question that they had.
My next question for lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien. Edwin Meese, Ronald Reagan's attorney general, filed an amicus brief to the Supreme Court, or he did it through federal court, stating that Jack Smith, who is not a member of the Justice Department, appointment by Merrick Garland is unconstitutional because any attorney doing a special prosecutor has to be confirmed and voted on by the Senate.
Any thoughts on that, Jeff? I would think that if that were the case, that would have been brought forward already, although he's saying here that the former Attorney General Ronald Reagan has. Any thoughts on that?
If it had been that clear cut, it would have been dealt with a long time ago.
Yeah.
I mean, the Justice Department, there's different levels of special counsels and independent prosecutors. You know, an independent prosecutor has to be confirmed by the Senate. But the Department of Justice, the Attorney General, can appoint a special counsel for a particular internal investigation. So it hasn't reached the point yet where there would be somebody that's independent. Jack Smith is still operating under the rubric of the Department of Justice.
And at the moment, just one more for you as we go to Colorado and taking Trump off the ballot. So the Supreme Court now, I guess, is supposed to look at that next month. Do you have any updates on the Supreme Court looking at that issue?
Well, I know they're gonna take it up, which would indicate to me, like we just talked about before, they're likely going to reverse the Colorado decision.
Yeah.
And I think they're going to say something about it. So they don't take it up unless they have something to say. So that, you know, they're, like I said, last time when this first came up, you know, I'm sure they're just thrilled to be dealing with another Donald Trump-related case in the Supreme Court.
Right, right. Well, and probably going, it's going to be the first of many, most likely. Hopefully not. But lawyer extraordinaire Jeff O'Brien, for anybody that wants to check out your services, where can they find you?
JeffreyO'Brien.today is my personal website. You can find me on Twitter, Facebook, LinkedIn, all over the place.
Right.
Google, you'll find me.
Hey, Jeff, Happy New Year, man. Great talking with you. Thanks for coming on this morning.
Thanks, John.